Callback prevention, confirming you fix the real problem. A callback usually isn't a new failure, it's the original fault you treated the symptom of. The end of job discipline that prevents comebacks. Prove you fix the cause, not just the symptom, confirm it under real operating conditions, and document why it failed. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Callbacks are the hidden tax on a service business and the clearest signal of a parts changer at work. The uncomfortable truth. Most callbacks aren't bad luck or a second, unrelated failure. They're the same problem coming back because the first visit fixed a symptom and left the root cause running. You replace the dead capacitor but not the dirty condenser that cooked it. You added refrigerant but never found the leak. You cleared the flow trip but didn't fix the drain. Callback prevention is a discipline you apply at the end of every job. Before you pack up, it's three questions. Did I fix the cause or just the symptom? Have I confirmed the fix under real operating conditions, not just it turned on? And do I understand why it failed well enough to be sure it won't repeat? A few minutes of honest verification at the end of a job is the cheapest insurance there is against a free return trip. How it works. Every callback traces to one of three gaps left open on the first visit. Symptom, not cause. You addressed what was visibly broken but not what broke it. The replaced part is a victim. The criminal is still in the system, stressing the new part toward the same death. This is the big one. The dead component was a clue, and the clue got thrown in the truck without being read. Unverified fix. You made the repair and confirmed the system starts, but never confirmed it actually works correctly under load. It's running isn't it's fixed. A compressor that starts but runs at high head. A furnace that lights but cycles on limit. A system that cools but with bad readings. All running, all coming back. Unverified under real conditions. You confirmed it in the easy condition, cool weather. Short run. No load but the fault needs heat soak, peak load, or time to express itself. It passes your 2-minute check and trips an hour later. That's the intermittent fault trap, now wearing the disguise of a completed repair. The cure for all three is the same. Close the loop by rereading the system after the repair, under conditions that would expose a remaining problem, and refusing to leave until the numbers, not just the on/off state, confirm the cause is gone. In the field, the end of job verification routine. Restate the root cause to yourself. Not the cap was bad. Why was the cap bad? If you can't answer why the part failed, you haven't finished diagnosing, and you're at high risk of a callback. The dead part is the start of the investigation, not the end. Confirm you address the cause, not just the symptom. Replaced a contactor? Check the voltage/short cycling/critter issue that pitted it. Added refrigerant? You found and fixed the leak, right? Or at least documented it and set expectations? Cleared a safety trip? You fixed what tripped it. If the cause is still live, the repair is incomplete. Reread the whole system after the repair. Take a fresh, full set of readings, pressures, superheat/subcool, amps, splits, temperatures, and confirm they're in spec, not just better. A system that's repaired reads healthy across the board. One number still off means something's still wrong. Run it under real operating conditions. Don't verify in the convenient condition. Let it run long enough to heat soak. Push it toward the load/temperature where it was failing, and confirm it stays fixed. For an intermittent that needed an hour to trip, a 5-minute it's running proves nothing. Run it out or leave monitoring. Verify the specific original complaint is gone. Cool the space, heat the space. Make the exact symptom the customer reported and confirm it doesn't happen. If they said it quits in the afternoon, your fix isn't verified until it survives the afternoon condition. Check for collateral and second faults. A heat source that killed a cap may have also stressed the board. A restriction repair may reveal a second restriction. A flooded compressor may have damaged valves. Confirm the whole system is healthy, not just the part you touched. Document what failed, why, and what you confirmed. Write down the root cause, the readings before and after, and what you verified. It protects you if there is a callback. You can show the system was right when you left. It makes the next visit faster, and it forces you to be honest about whether you really closed the loop. Normal values and targets. Orientation only. The point is in spec, under load, not a single number. Post-repair readings, superheat, subcool, head/suction, amps, and air/temperature split should all land in their normal ranges for the conditions, not just improved. See the gauges/clamps/thermometer article for a full healthy set. Runtime before sign-off. Long enough to reach steady state and heat soak. Minutes, not seconds. Intermittent/thermal faults need real run time to confirm. The original symptom must be reproduced as absent. The exact complaint condition, recreated, no longer fails. Amps BS nameplate. loads back below our relay/FLA and stable, confirming the stressing condition is gone. Safeties, holding closed under normal operation, with a condition they protect against confirmed corrected. Common faults and what they mean the classic comebacks. Replaced part fails again in weeks. Symptom not cause. The stressing condition heat, voltage, short cycling, restriction was never fixed. Find what killed it. Recharged it and it's low again. The leak was never located slash repaired. Topping off is not a repair and is an EPA issue. Cleared a safety trip. It trips again. The condition that tripped the safety is still their dirty coil. Failing fan. Clogged drain. The safety is still reporting a real problem. Repaired. Ran fine on the visit. Failed that afternoon. Verified in the easy condition only. The fault needed heat soak slash peak load. Confirm under real conditions or log it. Fixed one thing. A different symptom appears. A second fault or collateral damage you didn't check for. Reread the whole system, not just the repaired part. System works but the customer's original complaint persists. You fixed a problem, not the problem. Verify the actual reported symptom is gone. Tech tips and gotchas. If you can't say why the part failed, you're not done. The single best callback predictor is leading without understanding the root cause. The dead component is a clue. Read it before you pack up. It's running is not it's fixed. Confirm correct operation under load with real readings, not just that the unit powered on. Plenty of comebacks were running when the tech left. Verify in the condition it failed in, not the condition that's convenient, and reproduce the customer's exact complaint as gone. An intermittent slash thermal fault passes a quick check and fails an hour later. It quits in the afternoon heat isn't verified until it survives that. Run it out, heat soak it, or leave monitoring. Reread the whole system after the repair. A fix that's real makes every number healthy. If something's still off after your repair, there's more to find. Better you find it now than on a return trip. Document before, after, and why. It protects you on callbacks, speeds the next visit, and forces the honesty that prevents comebacks in the first place. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. 5 minutes of verification beats a free truck roll, an annoyed customer, and a reputation for comebacks. Parts changing feels fast until you count the callbacks. Safety slash code notes. Verifying under real conditions includes confirming safety's hold and the conditions they protect against are corrected. Never sign off with a jumpered or defeated safety. On combustion equipment, confirming the fix includes verifying safe operation, proper ignition, no rollout, correct venting, and no CO hazard. A furnace that lights isn't verified until it's confirmed safe. A repeatedly low system is leaking. Locating and repairing the leak is required practice, not optional. Topping off EPA 608. Document readings and conditions. Good records are both a quality tool and protection if a dispute or genuine new failure arises later.